This Sunday, I'm doing Chaucer's London to Canterbury pilgrimage, virtual pilgrimage, I guess, really, rather than the virtual walk. And we're beginning with the first half, which would be Chaucer in London, and then we're going to collect the pilgrims at the Tabard, and then we're going to take the route down to Canterbury. So that's what the virtual walk is. It's this Sunday, which is the 9th of May 2021, at 6:30 British Standard Time. Just a little bit of an introduction to the tour. We're going to start at Aldgate. And in his Book of the Duchess he wrote, "And sooth to say, my chamber was full well depainted, and with glass were all the windows well y-glazed, full clear, and not one hole y-crazed, that do behold it were great joy, for wholly all the story of Troy wherein the glazing he wrought thus. And all the walls with colours fine were painted, both text and gloss. And all the romance of the rose, my windows wherein shut each one, and through the glass the sun shone upon my bed with bright beams." Chaucer starts the scene for the pilgrimage with a description of the weather. "When that April with his sorest suitor, the drought of March have pierced to the rooter, and bathered every vein in switch liqueur, of which virtue engendered is the floor, when Zathras eke with his sweet breath inspired hath in every halt and heath the tender crops, and the young son hath in the ram his half course he run, and small fowl make an melody that sleep in all the night with open ye. Pricketh him nature in his courages than longing folk to go on pilgrimages." He then immediately takes us to the start of the pilgrimage. "Befell that in the season on a day in Southwark at the Tabard as I lay, ready to wenden on my pilgrimage to Canterbury with full devout courage. At night was come into that hostelry, well nigh 29 in a company of sundry folk, by adventure ye fowler in fellowship, and pilgrims were they alla that towards pilgrimage wooden ride." We'll gather the 29 pilgrims and take them down to the 3 or 4 day trip to Canterbury. We'll stop at the watering hole of St Thomas's, overnight probably at Dartford, and then go via Rochester and Faversham to Canterbury, where we gather to honour the murder of Thomas à Becket. And I'll give as much detail as I can of Chaucer's life, but we're going to concentrate on the pilgrims and what they tell us about medieval London characters. So I hope you will, if you're able to come on Sunday at 6:30, and if you look on the London Walks website, you'll find a link to it, or you go to Eventbrite, you'll also find a link. So thank you very, very much, and hope to see you on Sunday.